Sokala Duma Radio.
Staying in Touch is a long-standing feature of the Sokala Duma newspaper, where the newspaper sub-editor Lunga Adam catches up with former Mzansi football players from the days gone by. So, we've decided to extend the fun and bring to life some of those epic conversations in this radio format for you. What you're about to hear does not at all at any stage feature the player. This is an audio version of the interview between the journalist and the presenter, taken from the conversation between the journalist and the player. The player does not at all feature in this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio. Katleho, welcome back to part two of our Still in Touch.
Thanks, Barungs.
Please share some more funny moments with us.
Ish, every time I'm sitting alone in Jelungs and I look at my old pictures and see Abo Bennett Parker, Abo Tsepo Maselela in action, you know, it brings back good memories from Iskatsetu Njewip, you know, Premier United, you know.
Sure.
So many things happened at that club during my time there. One time our boss, Dumsan Ndlovu, he called a meeting with the players at his office. In his office, there was this thick carpet, you know, it had fur all over. That carpet. So he instructed us to take off our shoes as we entered and to sit on the carpet. For about a minute, it kept quiet. You know, and he says to Usibosi, so Cosmos, Basimiza Cosmos, Wagazwan, but I'm fana getting yazi, yazing it in Yakzama, Marauza Megins. So we don't know what is he talking about exactly. And he continued, he says, Cosmondo die, yeah. Inya was a kung atizilua makundwane. I say, Alex lang apandle mfit. You know? And when we look at Uzwane, we can see on his feet that he had blisters all over. Nje. You know? And the Umis Ndlovu ended up calling off that meeting, you know? Because we never really expected him to say that, you know? And it didn't help that Uzwane came from Alex, which was notorious for Amagundwan.
Yes, nice one. Okay, you can continue.
Yeah. The other time, you know, we went to play Santos in Cape Town. Yo, it was a night game, and Utabo Mabas, Unchebe, he kept falling throughout the game. Ubambi polu yawa. Ubambi polu yawa. So we lost the match and went back to the hotel, you know. Umis Ndlovu called an urgent meeting, Kabanga, at 10. Sifuna ukulala, ndoda. You know. And obese meeting again. Utinja see die silly game, see la silly game. You know, it was terrible. Umis Ndlovu asked, you know, Umabaso, when she into his little cap and Joe Gu and Joe and the Oatland Stadium, you know, and Unchebe raised his hand and he said, put in Kalukulu, man, you know, and everyone amachit and a tool and Joe Anke, because Sufunu was go to Zotin. And he said, mina puti bengiwa ngoba bengenama cox lapha ground ngiyashelela kudala ngikutshelile ukuthi anginawo ama cox, you know. And umuntu nje bekakhuluma kancane and he was a slow talker, which made the whole experience of listening to him very interesting, you know. So Mr. Ndlovu didn't want to hear all of that. He kept on saying ukuthi hey, we are better, man, we are better. Why ungawathenganga ama cox? Unchebe was saying, "Ngizowathenga ngani buti ngoba asikahole." You know, it was hilarious. And then you had guys like Uchabe Mutale at Thanda Royal Zulu. He once said, "Just imagine someone giving me a nickname like Morgan Gold. I'm older than Morgan Gold, but people want to call me after him instead of calling me Stumbling Block." You know, I've been around, man. They must call these boys Uchabe Mutale. Even now, he's still a very funny man.
Okay, tell us more about his funny moments.
Yeah, you know, being challenged with Uti Seldala together in that 35 league,
yeah.
You know. So in that league, we play against the small boys and we beat them. Then you'll find Uchapi saying after that game, after the game, he says, "You youngsters, you must retire now. You are 18, but you are getting beaten every time. Nishawa makehle nje, you must retire before you can even think of turning professional." You know, there was one Insta Monday, I was with him in Pretoria and we were playing a 7-a-side tournament, you know, and he plays for Super Sport and we won the tournament. He came to where I was seated because my team lost in the semifinals and everybody in that section was standing, listening to Uchapi before they played the final. He said, "Loke, tell these guys, man, we don't have metric, we cannot go and look for jobs, we have to market here in football. But unfortunately, because I'm Chapo Mutale, now I'm starting to learn the computer. I'm working now. I've got my own office. I'm moving around in my office with my chair. My chair's got wings. Only God can judge me. No human being can make you suffer. You know, and everyone was laughing, lungs. You know, I'm still the same, you know. The same locker that you know from Prinoni Premier United.
Okay.
I don't gain any weight. I don't lose weight. I've still got the same speed. I'm also playing in Tembisa Masters League, you know, together with the guys like Abu Jerisko Sana, Paul Ndlanya, Ntlantla Kubeka, Clement Mazibuko, and Alex Upans Bapela. People there are complaining about my age. One guy complained to Michael Manzini about me and said that I must go back to play professional. But when Manzini asked his age, he said he was 33. Manzini told him, ukuthi awu lo muntu lo ukhalaza ngaye nje una 38. You know, but what's funny is that the guy who be complaining on Mkhaba.
How was your time at Jomo Cosmos?
Hey, that old man Oprah J is a character. You know, even when things were not going well, he was always making jokes out of those situations. He'd come and say, "Yema tota, nifuna ukusilisa manje," you know, or he'd say something like, "Hey, loke ungqedile ndoda, ungqedile. If you scored that goal, we wouldn't be where we are today," you know. Gerald Mutabi used to call himself Ujomo because of ikhanda nje belikhulu ndoda. You know, one time Oprah J wambiza, like he called him and told him, "Hayi ndoda, lelikhanda lakho libi, ngiyezwa bathi elam libi, but elakho hayi cha mfethu, ngihamba nalo." So ulo Mutabi wathi, "Okay, you say my head is ugly, but take off your cap, let's see, asibone ukuthi yiphi elikhulu kwelam nawe." And ke wena uyazazi une stadium la enhloko nje la ekhanda unempandla. You know, Oprah J is a nice old man, you know. I don't want to lie to you, he makes his players feel at home. He jokingly say to me, "Hey, Lock Smith, you've scored a nice goal, daughter, but the likes of Mtimbane there at the back killed you. Your goal has been overshadowed now." You know, the one time I was driving a BMW convertible, ngilahlile nje with the roof open, you know. And on my way to training, I parked the car and Brajay was looking at me all along. You know, I hadn't been training because of flu, but the weather was just okay for me to open the sunroof. I was on my way to tell him, "Uthi, I'm not feeling well," and he screamed at me, "Ah, Locksmith." I'm like, sure, Brajay. Hayi ndoda, ngiyabona ukuthi le flu ibuya phi mfethu. Izoya kanjani ukuphatha iflu soloku lahlile nje noma uvula inetha nje every time, you know?
That's crazy.
Yes, and one time he asked me, "How many pair of shoes do you have?" I replied, "Ah, Brajay, maybe I have maybe 2 nyana, 3 nyana, but in terms of sneakers, you know, ngiyawathanda ama sneakers. I've got a couple of them for free here at Cosmos, and even a Thunder they used to give us for free, you know." And he said, "Yangibona mina Locksmith, nginemali, ngiyanibhatala mina, but I've only got 1 pair of shoes." After that, I started going to the homes to donate some of my clothes. I sat down and said to myself, "I was born in Lesotho. I've seen people walk barefoot in snow. Let me donate some of this." You know, that man made sense to me in my life. How can I forget guys like Merican Mpange? Yeah, Papa, what a character. You know, he gave me the nickname Mosquito. He had his way of saying things that didn't make sense. You know, one time I was injured in my ankle, so I was just sitting there. He then said to Bamuza Sono, "Bamuza, don't look me like a camera." The other time he said, "You touch me like you touched a computer." You know, one time I invited him to my house after training. I used to tell my wife about him and she wanted to see him. So the minute he came in, my wife started laughing. The way he spoke was so funny. He'd say, "You mosquito, you want to eat my ears now?"
Great stuff. Thank you so much for your time, Katlego.
Thank you very much. Sokaladuma Radio. That was part 2 of the Stay in Touch with Katlego Loke. Hope you certainly enjoyed it. Well, another thing that you will enjoy, of course, will be this week's edition of the Sokaladuma newspaper. It will be out on Wednesday. It's only 3 rand 90. Get it and enjoy the content. Sokaladuma Radio. Sokaladuma Radio.